The Colorado General Assembly just passed a bill that expands abortion care access in the state. So can you just tell me about who it covers and what it means?
The Colorado Constitution prohibits insurance coverage for abortion care for public employees like educators and police officers and paramedics, and also for people on Medicaid. And for people on Medicaid, this kind of combination of decades-old state and federal restriction come together to make abortion care extremely difficult to access. People on Medicaid can only access abortion care in cases of rape, incest, and life endangerment. And then additionally, their coverage only extends to certain types of facilities and certain providers. And so as a result, before this bill passed, the only place where a sexual violence survivor on Medicaid could access abortion care was a hospital in the metro area for a survivor living in Cortez, for example, or Durango or Carbondale, right? That could mean a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hour drive over a literal mountain range. Even though there's an abortion provider in Redwood Springs, there's an abortion provider in Cortez, those providers accept Medicaid, but they were not allowed to provide covered care for people on Medicaid until this bill passed. And so Senators Brittany Petterson and Terry Donovan and Representatives Julie McCluskey and Yadira Caraveo ran a bill this session to get rid of that law and say that sexual violence survivors on Medicaid can access abortion care in the same places as everybody else can.
So what other groups of people are likely to benefit from this change?
One of the things that's the most cruel about this restriction is that it exclusively impacts sexual violence survivors on Medicaid, right? And so getting rid of this restriction is going to help, obviously, low-income folks, people on Medicaid. It's also going to help sexual violence survivors. And I think, you know, because of the reality of systemic racism in this country, it's also true that the majority of people on Medicaid in Colorado are people of color. And so this will disproportionately benefit a group that is currently disproportionately harmed, which is low-income survivors of color, especially folks in rural areas.
You know, of course, in 2020, Colorado voters chose not to support the potential ban on abortions after 22 weeks of pregnancy. And I just generally think of Colorado as relatively progressive on these types of things, certainly compared to the headlines we hear from other states. But clearly, this bill that just passed in Colorado shows that there's still room for improvement.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I mean, support for abortion access in Colorado is very strong, right? We know that. We know that Proposition 115 was defeated in several counties that actually voted for the Republican presidential and U.S. Senate candidates, right? So this is a nonpartisan, widely supported issue among Colorado voters. We still have a lot of room to grow in the legislature, though, right? This bill passed on a party line vote, which is really unfortunate because the voters of the state support this. There was lots of polling done before, and we know that 90% of Colorado voters support abortion access, at least in cases of rape and incest. So I think there's a lot of room to grow among state legislators who make bills like this partisan when they're not. I think that's going to be really important. We have to get rid of the public funding ban in Colorado, right? The public funding ban, the Hyde Amendment, our state version of the Hyde Amendment, this harms Coloradans. It harms a lot of Coloradans. It harms both people on Medicaid and public employees. I don't think that many people know that a teacher, a public school teacher who needs access to abortion care is not able to use her insurance to access that care because of the Colorado Constitution. And I think that the vast majority of people would agree that that's really absurd and that should change.
Thank you so much for your time and for the information.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.